We continue our learning Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishon Hayachem ben Brichos Eliyahu. We're Nazir Perakei Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Nadar ben Nazir. Have someone who took upon himself an Nedar Naziris, but he thought that the formula that he used did not make him a Nazir at all. So he began to drink wine, and then after some time he said, you know, maybe I really became a Nazir and I shouldn't be drinking wine. V'nishal haChacham, he came to a Chacham va'asaro, and the Chacham said, you know, it is a binding Nedar. You really are a Nazir. So what should this person do? Says the Mishnah, Mona Misha Shanadar. This is a difficult phrase. The Gemara has some discussion about this. The Rishonim as well will try to simplify things. Mona Misha Shanadar literally means he counts from the time he took the vow. The Gemara assumes it means Kimisha Shanadar, like the time he took the neder. Also, that doesn't really clarify things. But the bottom line is that we do not penalize him by having him reobserve all of the previous days, since the time he took the neder. So, well, if that's true, that implies that we're not going to those days that have passed will count towards his neder. Let's say he took on a certain neder nezirus. Sounds like he's all of those days up until now, even though he was drinking wine, those are going to count. So the Gemara Lama Beza Ben Aleph says, no, it's not true. That what we're going to do is we're going to penalize him that he has to observe up to 30 days. An extent of, that's the extra knas that we're going to give him. So what do you mean extra 30 days? Maybe he's only a nazir for 30 days. Must be the case of the Mishnah is where his nazirus term was for more than 30 days. And during that time, he was during those, let's say he took a nazirus for 100 days. So during those 100 days, he was drinking wine on some of those days, maybe for a few weeks of those days, maybe a couple of days. And the way Tosus understands this on Lamed Gimel and Beis is that this 30-day period that we speak of, that he's penalized, is the maximum penalty that we give him. So let's say, for example, he took on this Nazirus that he thought he was really not a Nazir, and he drank, well, let's say he took on, he's going to be a Nazir for 100 days, but he didn't think he was a Nazir. So he drank wine out of those 100 days, he drank wine for 60 days. So what's the halacha? He does not have to make up 60 days because he drank wine during those days, where the maximum penalty is going to be 30 days that he has to make up. He has to obviously finish the Nazirus, but there's going to be a 30-day extra that he has to make up for those days, no more than that. If he drank, let's say, only 1 or 2 days, he'll have to make up those 1 or 2 days. But if he drank, we said, for 80 days, 60 days, 70 days, he'll never have to make up more than 30. It may be less than 30, depending on the number of days that he drank wine. So let's say you had a 30-day Nazirus term. So he has to only make up 30 days if he drank wine each of those 30 days. So therefore, the Mishnah implies that even the days where he drank on, they drank the wine, are going, we're speaking about a case where he had an extended Nazirus, which was more than 30 days, and we're going to give him credit towards his Nazirus for more than 30 days. Yet 30 days are extra counting, but the other days, beyond 30 days, let's say he drank wine for 60 days, so out of a 100-day term. So we're going to say, okay, 30 days you have to make up, but the other 30 days that he drank wine do count towards that 100-day term. That's the way we'll understand the Mishnah, Mona Misha Shanadar. Then the Mishnah says something different. Nishal haChacham v'hitiro. So what happened? He came to a Chacham, and the Chacham said, oh, you know what? That Nazir, that declaration was did not make you a Nazir. So we're going to discuss in a moment what do you do with the animals that he may have designated, assuming he was a Nazir. But before we get there, just as important to know that when we speak about going to a Chacham, Hataras Nedarim, we have to be mindful of the fact that the Gemara on Tesem et Aleph says, Beishamai do not believe that Hataras Nedarim applies to a Nazir. Now, I thought a Nazir is a type of Neder, true, but Beishamai says, well, when it comes, if it's true that Hekdesh Tos Hekdesh, remember Beishamai, oh, Hekdesh Tos Hekdesh, well, if that's true, so there's no concept of Hataras Nedarim, because to say, oh, well, I thought had I known this, I never would have made an Eder. According to Beis Shammai, it doesn't make a difference. Because Hekdesh Tars is Hekdesh, and the Zerus follows Hekdesh, and therefore that says, well, the Nazirus is going to take effect even Betos, even if it's a mistake. So the concept of going to a Chacham or going to a Beis Din is not applicable at all. Okay, so therefore the case must be that it's not so much Nisha al-Chacham. The idea was he realized the Chacham, not that he did have Taras Nedarim, but he said, you know, the fact that you made a Nazirus, which is completely not in the proper formula, so therefore it's going to be never existed. So that's not HaTaras Nedarim. But either way, here we're talking about a case, Nisha al-Chacham, Madu al-Chacham, Yitiro, and whether he did HaTaras Nedarim according to Beis Hillel, or he just said, you know, you're never a Nazir to begin with. So what do we do now? Haisa lo behema mufreshes. So this guy, though, he had animals that were set aside, meaning he thought he was a Nazir. And before he came to the Chacham to find out that he really was never a Nazir, or did Hataras Nedarim, he was mafresh the behemos for his for Tiglach HaSatara. What does he do with these animals? So says the Mishnah, Teitze v'tere ba'eder. Let these animals go out with the rest of the flock and in the corral. There's no kedusha on those animals whatsoever. Why is that? Because the hafrasha designated that was completely a mistake. He was never a nazir to begin with. So Amu Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So now we're into the hekdesh tos discussion. So Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Iatem odim bazeh shehu hekdesh tos sheteitze v'tere ba'eder. Don't you admit that this animal that was designated betos is not hekdesh? So if you admit to that in this case, why do you hold in general in the previous Mishnais that hekdesh tos is hekdesh? So Omelhem Beishamai. So Beishamai comes and says, in fact, the way the Gemara understands it, they're not really coming to answer Beis Hillel's question. Because according to them, the Teitze Vitira Ba'eder, halacha in this Mishnah, is not because of a mistake in the kavana of the noder, but rather because it became clear that he was never Nazir to begin with, and he never could be Makdish or Karban Naziris. This is not Hekdesh Toz Hekdesh. This is a guy who thought he was a Nazir. He was never a Nazir. So that's not what Beis Shammai is coming to do. What Beis Shammai is coming to do is flip and say, Beis Hillel, I have a proof that Hekdesh Toz is hectic. I don't even have to respond to your question. This mission of Teitze v'tere ba'eder, the animal go out with the flock and it's never kadosh, that's not because hektesh tos is not hektesh. Hektesh tos is hektesh, but in this case, he was never a nazir to begin with. But how do you not admit to me that hektesh tos is hektesh? Iatem modim b'mi sheta. Don't you admit, Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, that in a case where a person made a mistake in Masa Behema, so let's give it a little bit of an introduction. Torah and Pashas B'chukosai speaks about Masa Behema. You have a flock of sheep, whatever it is, and the halacha is that every tenth animal is Meiser. That's then brought as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. It follows some of the laws of a Bechor, some of the laws of a Korban Pesach regarding the pouring of the blood on the Mizbeach. And the halacha there, it says, based on the Pasuk, Kol asher ya'avor tachas hashavet ha'asiri yeh kodesh l'Hashem. Whatever goes under the staff, you have the staff, and then the tenth one, and then you paint it red, that's going to be kodesh. And here he made a mistake, and what happened was he ended up putting the stick, touching the ninth keves, the ninth sheep, instead of the tenth sheep. So what happens if you made this mistake by Masa Behema, which is Vikara Litishi Asiri? He ended up calling the ninth one the tenth one. Vela Asiri Tishi. And the tenth one, he ended up calling the ninth one. Because this was the mistake. He just flipped them. He put the staff on the ninth one and called it number 10. And on the tenth one, he called that number 9. Ula Chadasar Asiri. He called, let's say, the 11th one, he called that the tenth one. So what? That's another possibility we could have. So if let's you have a case where we're focused, of course, on where you called something the tenth when it was really not the tenth. You called the ninth one the tenth, or you called the 11th one the tenth. So do you not admit iatem modim amisha tov v'karol l'tshi asiri v'lasiri tshi l'acharasar asiri shumakudash? Don't you agree, Beis Hillel, that the ninth one and the 11th one that you called number 10, that each one has kedushas master behema, says Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, even though it was a hektesh b'tos? After all, and in fact, there's a brisa like this. The brisa says, "Minayin shem karalu tishi asiri v'lasiri tishi lacharasar asiri sheshlosh tamikudashim." How do you know they're all kadosh? Over the brisa says, "Well, how do you like that? Not only the ones that you called 10th, not only you called the 9th one 10th or 11th one 10th, those are kadosh because you called them number 10, but the 9th one, if you called the 10th one 9th." That's also kadosh because that was really the 10th one. How do I know that all of these three are kadosh? Because the pasuk says tamalamar v'chol masar ba'kar v'tzon kol asher yavor tachas hashaved ha'asiri yakodesh l'Hashem. This is l'rabo says kulam. This comes to include all of them. Anything that passes through the shevet is going to be, if you called it the 10th, it's going to be kadosh. And of course, the one that was really 10 is kadosh. So sebe shamed v'zil, what do you see from this halacha? That hektish tos is hektish. So how could you disagree with me in the previous mishnayis that hektish tos is not hektish? So amalem be'zil says you can't bring a raya from Master Behema regarding Hekdesh Tosh. You know why? Because when it comes to Master Behema, lo hashevet kidsho, it's not the staff that you touch on that animal, the 9th animal, the 11th animal, or normally the 10th animal. That's not what makes it kadosh. If you touch the 9th animal with the shevet, and now that's, and called it the 10th, it's not touching it with the shevet, with the stick, with the scepter, that makes it kadosh. Or how do I know? Because uma ilu tavi hiniyaches ha-shevet ala shmini v'ala shnei masar, shema asa klum, says Basil to Beis Shammai. Let me ask you a question. If I would take the stick and touch that stick on the 8th one and call it 10, or on the 12th one and call it the 10th, is that effective at all? Is that really true? You obviously agree to me that it's not kadosh. So, but according to your argument, it's all magic. Hektesh, tos, hektesh. It should, if you touch it with this, you call it the 10th, it should be kadosh. But we know that it's not true. The 8th one can't become kadosh, and the 12th one can't become kadosh, even though you touch it with a stick and you call it number 10. So what do you see from here? Hektesh, tos. According to you, Hektesh Tos should be Kadosh as well, but they're not. So why the 9th and the 11th one Kadosh when I call them number 10? Ella, I'll tell you why. Kasuv Shekidesh Asiri, Hu Kidesh Asadshi, Vesacharazer. The same pasuk that says that the 10th one is holy, that comes to include the 9th and the 11th one, if you end up calling it the 10th one, that are next to the 10th one. If you call them by mistake 10th, they're also kadosh based on psukim. But that's a gzeres hakosuf. That's based on the psukim. Can't learn from there a general rule of hektesh tos, and therefore that's what Beis Hillel responds to Beis Shammai. Perakei Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Deben Nazir, with in mind that he's going to bring karbonos nazirus from animals that he has in his flock and his rishus, v'halach lahavi es behemto umitzah shenigdava. And he goes to bring his animal. He has three animals to bring at the end. And he comes at Melosi Menis Road to bring his animal. Umitzah, he finds that the behemah is stolen. Maybe all three, or maybe one of them. Either way, and now he says, you know what? I really regret that I became a nazir at all. Because now I have to buy. I thought I had these animals. I don't have these animals. I don't want to be a nazir now. And he comes to a chacham to be matir that neder based on this charata, based on this regret to find this opening. Because he says, you know, ilu ha'yisi yodeash behemti nignava lo yisi no der benazir. Shein likanos karban acher, say the mefarshim. Right, I don't want to buy a new animal. Had I known that animal was stolen, I never would have taken upon myself the neder nazirus. So can, based on this opening, this Pesach, a charata of regret, can the Chacham use this to uproot the neder? So the Mishnah explains. The Mishnah says, Imad shelo nignava behemto nazar. If the animal, he took upon himself a neder of nazirus before the animal was stolen, hareis a nazir. Then he's a nazir. The chacham can't be matir with the scharata because what happened? The concept of geneva, that's a pesach that only came about, was only nolad after his neder. We learn in Adar in Perek Tes, if you remember, Mishnah Beis, ain poschim le nolad. You can't find a pesach of charata of regret based on something that never existed at that time. And therefore, he's going to be a nazir if he took a tampon in his ears and only afterwards the animal was stolen. But if the time he took upon himself a net in his ears, So the animal was gone already. It was not in his reshus. And therefore, he took a neder with mitoch. There was a complete toss, assuming the animal was in his reshus, and he thought he'd be able to bring those animals in his backyard. As he's taking parnas nazirus, the animals were never there. If he became a nazir and then the animal was stolen, nothing you can do about that. But you can do ataras nedarim if, when he took upon himself his nazirus, he assumed he had the animals in his barn in the backyard, but they really were never there. So then eino nazir. The chacham can be matured based on that. Vizu tos ta Nachum Hamadi. Nachum Hamadi made this mistake of poschin benolad, even on things that are not matzu. He made a mistake. What was the mistake? So what we're going to show is the following. The Nachum Hamadi assumed that you could be poseach menolad. So what case is the nolad case? No, the nolad case is where you took upon yourself neder nazirus and then it was stolen. So that's nolad. That's not considered a pesach. So what did Nachum Hamadi do? So here's the case. Gisha alu nizirin min hagola. The nizirim came up from the diaspora, from Golos. Why? Well, they took a neder's nizirus before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and now you have to finish the nizirus and bring the karbanos. They came to Yerushalayim, umatzu Beis HaMikdash charev, and they saw the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but they, to finish the nizirus, they have to go through the whole process, and they took on neder nizirus away before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and it came to Nachum Hamadi that he should be, as a chacham, he should be matir their neder, because if not, they have to remain nizirim forever. And because they can never bring their karbanos. So look what Nachum Hamadi said to them to give them a Pesach, which we know, according to the Chacham, is not an acceptable Pesach, because it's a Pesach and Nolad. And he said, Ilu heyisim yodim shebeis hamikdash charev, heyisim nozrim. Had you known the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed, would you have taken upon yourself a neder nazirus? Amulolo. They said, had we known that, and if we would take a neder nazirus, obviously we don't want to be nazirim forever. Vihitiron Nachum Hamadi. And based on that Pesach, he was matur their neder and canceled the nazirus, uprooted it all the way from the beginning, lemafreya, and they were not nazirim, and they were free. When the Chachamim found out about this, Amulah, they said to Nachum Hamadir, no, kol shen nazar ad shalo chara beis hamikdash nazir. If they took upon themselves the nazirus before the destruction of the beis hamikdash, they're a nazir. You can't be matir their neder based on that, because churban habayis is nolad. It's a davar she'enu matsui. Something that they never would have expected. If you remember when we learned this, we said, well, had you told them, the Beis HaMikdash may be destroyed, you sure want to be a Nazir? They would have said, come on, that's never going to happen. It's completely unlikely. So if that's true, then they never would have changed their mind at that moment. Then that's a classic case of Nolad, and that's a Nolad that is not Matsui, and therefore that is... That's not a Pesach for a neder. Umishachara beis hamikdash. But of course, if anyone took upon themselves the nazirus after Churban HaBayis, but he didn't know it was destroyed, and he made a neder based on that, assuming the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, Eino Nazir, because that's a Nazirus Betos, and that is considered a Pesach, which would be effective for Hataras HaNeder.